Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
And I want to remind everyone that the second liturgy starts at 9:10 a.m. 9:10 a.m. is the beginning of the Agapea prayers. And then the gospel is around 9:45, 9:50. 9:45 is a very late time. Like, it's not a very early time. Sometimes when we come to give communion, like, the church isn't full, but when we give communion, it's as if we've invited the whole city to come and take communion. But during the sermon, there's not even 3/4 of the congregation here. So we start the liturgy at 9:10 a.m. I don't think it's the best when we come late. We show that we don't respect neither the altar nor the body and blood on the altar. So I pray that we can come early. You'll notice in the last two Sundays, we have what might seem as very unpleasant readings. It's talking about the end of times or the second coming and very scary things. Wars and rumors of wars, and nation will rise against nation. So many things that you would think that the church is trying to make us afraid. That the church is trying to say, be careful, be careful. The dark days are coming. That's not the spirit of the church. Some churches, you could find them talking about the end of the world and the end of times all the time as a manipulation factor. And that's not the spirit of the Orthodox Church. In the Orthodox Church, we do talk about the end of times. And we talk about it in context of living the life of Jesus, and that Jesus is going to come. And that's part of the life of Jesus. And so we are preparing, just like we celebrate His birth, we celebrate His baptism, we celebrate His crucifixion, we also celebrate His second coming. And for the people, for the people that are ready, the Bible describes it as someone waiting for their bridegroom. That it's not a scary moment, it's somebody that cannot wait for their groom to appear. But for those that are not ready, the Bible describes it as a thief who comes in the night. Sometimes young people are on their phones during the sermon. Let's try to get off of our phones and listen to the Word of God. Sorry, I'm one of those people, I notice. Some people don't notice, I notice, but it distracts me. And it's because the devil's distracting us. The Bible says that the devil will come as a thief in the night. That the second coming is going to happen as a thief in the night. And some people say, okay, I just need to be ready on the last day of my life. I just need to be ready. I promise you, when I get older, I'll be ready. How many of us thought those thoughts when we were younger, when we were older, when we were expired? So many of us, we think these thoughts. But the concept of the Lord coming as a thief in the night is a concept of saying that it's a long process to be ready. Readiness is not showing up to your wedding day like kind of getting ready 5 minutes before your wedding. It's a wedding day. You're planning from your wedding from the year before. It takes a long process. You don't just show up to your wedding. There's a long process to be prepared. My question to you and to myself this morning is, are you on the path to being prepared? You see, like I said, you can't just say, today I'm going to be ready. No. You can't just be ready. And the church teaches us that it's a long process to be ready. That there's something that we need to be able to adjust. And so the Bible talks about this concept of being watchful. The concept of being watchful. How alert are you? How alert are you that your heart is ready or not ready? That your soul is ready or not ready? There's a story about the wall of China, the Great Wall of China. They say this wall is indestructible. It is an indestructible wall, and that's wonderful. But it said one time in the history of the wall of China, one of the guards left the gate open. Can you imagine? He left the gate open, and the enemies came in by the thousands in the middle of the night and destroyed everything. Imagine we build this huge wall for someone to leave the gate open. We're not watchful. What do I mean by the gate? The gate is the gate to your thoughts. The gate is the gate to your thoughts. That I would make sure that all the thoughts that come my way, I'm watchful. You know, there's so many intentions in our heart that are not pure. I'll give you an example. One time there's a story of a monk where an angel appeared to him and told him, "Blessed are you, O Father, it is your time to come. All of heaven is waiting for you because you have reached the height of holiness." And the monk, because he was watchful, he said, "I think you have the wrong room. You need to go to the guy next door." You say, how was he watchful? You see, he understood himself. He understood that I'm not ready. And I know myself. And I know my weaknesses. And I know the tricks of the enemy that want to bring me down. And so an angel appears to me and says, and it was the devil. It was the devil himself trying to stumble him in pride. Somebody said, okay, well, how do I overcome the thoughts? He says, I can't stop the planes from flying above me. But I have to make sure not to build an airport for these planes to land. And he's saying the thoughts are going to constantly be flying above you. But if your mind becomes an airport in which all the thoughts come and dwell and make their home, you're going to find that your thoughts can carry you to be completely off track. Nowadays, there's a spirit in Christianity that talks about making Christianity like easy. People tell me, Abuna, shagga an-nas. Encourage the people. And I agree, we need to encourage the people. But I also have to let the people know that there's an enemy out there. And the enemy wants to steal our souls. And the enemy is telling you, take it easy. We need to take things easy. And we can't be so close-minded. And we can't be so strict on ourselves. And we can't be so disciplined. But if I told you, you're going to fight a war one day, and I cannot predict how big that enemy will be, how difficult that enemy that will come your way, are you ready for what you don't know is coming? You might say, I can face anything today. That's because it's nice weather outside, it's the fall season, everything is nice, we started everything. But when things get tough, and the enemy starts to fight with his real weapons, and so many people say, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that war. I wasn't ready for the trick of the enemy. So the church is teaching us, be watchful, lest you fall into temptation. The temptation to be significant, maybe as a servant, the temptation to be noticed, and the temptation to be great. Somebody told me, I want to do something great to change the world. I want to do something great to change the world. And in and of itself, that's a wonderful idea. But you're aspiring to do something great. You're not aspiring to serve. Just serve. Pour out your life and your service for others. Wash the feet of the poor and serve people with your whole life. And you will be great. But the aspiration and the desire to do something great, to become great, is not the spirit of Christianity. The Christianity teaches us that we would become the servant of all, to give our lives as a ransom for many. And so there's these temptations that come in every way, and if you are not watchful, the enemy will strike at any time. There is a teaching in the Western church, not the Orthodox, that teaches that Christ, when he comes, he will dwell on the earth for 1,000 years. And he will reign, and there will be prosperity, and there will be miracles, and everything will be great. Can you imagine that there are most Christian denominations in the West believe in this thing called the millennial reign, meaning for 1,000 years, Jesus will come to the earth, and everything will be perfect. Can I tell you something dangerous about that teaching? Is that the Antichrist is going to come. And the Antichrist is the one who's going to perform miracles and solve problems and do many amazing things that all the foolish believers who don't understand the Word of God, who follow anything that comes their way because they don't know the Word of God, are they going to say when the Antichrist comes? The Antichrist is a bad person, okay? He's the one that comes before the devil, okay? When he comes and he starts doing miracles, in today's reading it says he will do lying wonders. Miracles. And everyone going to say, Christ is here. Christ is here. Everybody follow him. And he's who? He's the Antichrist. But I'm not watchful. I don't know the difference because I'm not in the Word of God. I'm not watching to see, is this a trick from the enemy? And so even in the last days, the Bible just told us in today's Gospels, many people will be deceived. Beware of the temptations. Do not be deceived thinking that you can live an easy life and one day you'll be ready when the thief comes in the middle of the night. No. We have to prepare. And I have to start the journey of changing, of discerning, of knowing, lest I be building the wall of China and because I'm not watchful, I leave the gate open. And the enemy comes and still destroys. This is a message for us to be watchful in our prayers. Be watchful of your thoughts. Your thoughts that tell you that you should be a great leader. Be careful. Say, no, I should be the servant of all. The thoughts that tell you that people owe you. This person owes me, ha'i. And it's my right, and it's my privilege, and it's mine. And I become so self-absorbed that the devil deceives me. The deception that I don't need to know the Word of God. That the Word of God is for saints and monks and priests. And when we go and visit the houses, and we say, when was the last time you read your Bible? You say, do you know where it is? Honey, do you know where the Bible is? Oh, yeah, yeah, it's in that closet up like... We don't know where the Bible is. Could you possibly be ready? If you haven't read your Bible in weeks, in a month, in a year, in 20 years, could you possibly be ready for what we just read in this gospel? Could you possibly be so strong in the face of temptation? Could you be so strong in the face of the tricks of the devil? Sometimes we think the devil's going to fight like a crazy person. No. The Bible tells us, beware of the wiles of the devil, the tricks. St. John Chrysostom describes the devil as one who is skilled in the art of war. He is skilled in the art of war. War is an art. He doesn't come and just shoot openly. No. He plants from the inside and he puts a spy in your life, like what they do here in America. Russia will send a spy and they'll work for the CIA and they'll think that they're one of us and then they work in the White House and they're working for Russia. The devil is skilled in the art of war. And if we think that we can just take our lives easy, we don't need to fast. We don't need to guard ourselves. Church once a month is not too bad. No. The church says live the life of holiness. Fight the war. Because there will be a time where it's going to be hard to fight if you're not filling. If you're not filling. If you're easily deceived. We've seen before, even people in the black cloth can come and deceive. No, we have to know the right way. So today's gospel ends with one major word. Be watchful. Be cautious. The enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The person that's not paying attention, shh. You ever watch those movies on or those videos on YouTube where there's a lion and a bunch of deer and everybody kind of sees it and there's one deer not paying attention and all of a sudden the lion comes and eats the deer and you say, the poor little deer, he wasn't paying attention. The poor guy wasn't paying attention, but the lion ate him. You say, poor thing, but he wasn't ready. All the other deer know that when you eat, you have one eye on the food and one eye on the side just in case a lion is coming. Make sure that we're watchful. I'm going to say it again, please. When you come to the liturgy, your watchfulness can be measured by your spirit in approaching the liturgy. If I'm coming to receive Christ, and I'm coming to receive the readings because in them are salvation, and I don't read my Bible, and I don't understand anything, and I come and I have this, the church is giving it to me, and I don't come, you are not watchful. Waylun lakum, woe to you. You're in danger. And all I can do is scream and say, Elha'u, be careful. You say, I remember a Buddha told me, said 20 years ago, I should have been watchful. And it was too late. It was too late. Be careful of the tricks of the enemy. I pray that we would be as those ones so in love with Jesus that we are waiting for our bridegroom. The one who I'm waiting for him to come. And I'm saying, Lord, come. Like John says in the last book, in the last word of the book of Revelation, Lord, come. I'm waiting for your coming. And others are saying, please, Lord, don't come. Don't come. I'm not ready. No. One is waiting for their bridegroom, and one is surprised by the thief. May we be watchful and take heed that no one deceives us. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.